Hello, friends. It is John DeBella Show Daily Podcast Time. How is it going? Happy Friday to you. A wonderful weekend awaits us. So enjoy your August 9th, a couple gorgeous days ahead of us. But behind us, today's show, a Friday show. We started out by talking about Lady Gaga and another music lawsuit on the way. John talks some movies that are opening up, and we revisited Ralphie May's thoughts on one of the characters. A bride took a gamble and paid the price. Find out what she did, and we had perhaps the worst edition of Dave and Steve's $25 pyramid, an absolute all-out fail. Other shows might do away with this clip. No, no, we own up to it. There's nothing to hide here on the John DeBella Show, so we included that car wreck for you in here, and then we redeemed ourselves thanks to comedian Mo Ammer. He joined us for the first time ever, and we threw in a little Zeppelin polka while we were at it, okay? So enjoy. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Remember the other day we had a story about 123 different artists getting together, going against, you know, like, you got to stop all of this.
Oh, the Zep stuff.
All this plagiarism stuff, the Zep thing and all this stuff. You know, and it's true because, like, look, there are just so many notes. Eventually, they're going to come around in some sort of similar order to something else. Well, you know, what's that film? Star is Born, right? And that song, Shallow, that Lady Gaga did?
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper.
Okay, with Bradley Cooper? Yeah. Okay, right. Some guy out of nowhere, some guy named Steve Ronson, right, claims that Lady Gaga lifted a three-note progression from his song Almost. Okay. All right, now, and you know, and he's going to sue because you stole my song. No, she played. There are three notes in it that happen to be in your song.
Has anyone ever heard of this guy?
No, no one's ever heard of this guy. That's why he is unknown songwriter Steve Ronson.
Okay, right.
All right, here is Shallow.
Okay, good. Tell me something, boy.
All right, you know this one, right?
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
There's also three notes. Here's him.
Can't you see?
And this is the guy, right?
That I'm almost home.
Isn't it kind of similar to... Really? Really? You're going to claim, right? If anyone has a case, it's Kansas.
Yeah, but they haven't streamed 200 million tracks of it.
That's true.
They don't have the cash.
Sorry, Steve Ronson. You lose.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know what's driving me out of my mind?
What?
I got to tell you, I mean, you know I'm a movie fan, and on Fridays I tend to go to movies after the show and stuff like that. Past few weeks I've been really busy, so I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, haven't seen What's It in Hobbs. Right.
Calvin and Hobbes.
All right. And if one more, have you seen Hollywood yet? No, I haven't seen. Leave me alone. Back off. Although Hollywood was the number one film that weekend, right?
Okay.
And then last weekend it was Hobbs and Shaw, Shaw and Hobbs.
All right.
All right. You know what's opening up this weekend?
Hold on.
The Little Mermaid live action.
You're close.
Oh, man. What else is there? Lion King already did.
Is there a new movie? A new kids movie coming out?
Yes. Involves a backpack.
Dora.
Dora the Explorer this weekend.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah. Remember our good friend, the late, it's so sad to say this, the late Ralphie May?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I pour my 40 out to him every weekend.
Right? Ralphie May had a lot to say about Dora the Explorer.
Which one do you want to watch, baby? And she goes, Dora the Explorer, Daddy. Have you seen the show? If you haven't, it's about a 5-year-old little Mexican girl that's always lost, okay? And it should be called Dora the Amber Alert is what it should be called, okay? It is. This really freaked me out. I had a minor panic attack. I just don't think it makes sense. They've got this little girl walking by herself in the woods, okay? As a parent, I'm watching this going, oh, my God, where's that baby's parents? Who lets the baby walk out in the damn woods? That baby's got a monkey with her. Get that baby away from that monkey. That monkey will eat that baby's face off. Oh, my God. That's what those domesticated monkeys always do. They eat people's face off. And they go, oh, I didn't know he was a nice monkey. Until he ate somebody's face off. Get that baby away from that. Then I'm like, who lets their baby walk out in the middle of the Kim Woods by themselves with a monkey?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, remember the other day how we were talking about worst weddings you ever went to?
Yep.
Okay. And we had a whole bunch of people calling in talking about the stuff. You had Steve had one. You had one. I had one. Everybody had one of these damn things. Well, this is kind of the reverse. This might be the worst bride at a wedding, or the worst thing that could happen to a bride at the wedding.
Okay.
It seems that according to the story that I found online, this wedding planner was dealing with his bride, who was, to say the least, difficult. Right? And before the first dance and cake cutting, she all of a sudden disappeared. And when the wedding planner found her, there was a big issue.
Oh,
it
no.
seems that the bride gambled on a fart and lost in a big way.
No. That all took right. a turn I wasn't expecting. Yeah, I thought here. She was going to be found in the bathroom with like a groomsman or somebody.
Yeah, with the best man. No. Or something. I've seen that.
Apparently, she had been drinking health shakes to slim down for the wedding, and then drank alcohol and ate a big breakfast the day of the wedding. Right? It gets more. It gets worse. According to the wedding planner, the smell was unrivaled.
Right. Oh my God.
But
where was the rehearsal dinner? Taco Bell?
But the woman was in a shaper thing underneath, like a Spanx thing, but it was a full body one.
Mm-hmm. So, basically a woman's diaper.
Right. No, it was like, under boobs to, mid thigh. Right? So when this happened, she filled that suit.
Oh, my God. So even a bustle wasn't
going
to hide it.
No, nothing was going to hide it. There was a streak on the $15,000 wedding gown. Right,
so good.
That the groom had to put his arm around when they did their first dance.
Oh, my God.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is your wedding news for this morning. What is happening on
any
the roadway?
Any skid marks on the roadway, Sin?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Steve and Dave's $25 pyramid coming up at 7:40 this morning. We're going to need two players. So if you would like to be one of them and walk away with, $25. Think about it. How many hoagies for that? $25.
Five, baby. Well, up until August 11th.
August 11th. Okay.
Hoagie Fest departs.
All right. Yes. Only, I went to Dave on that because if anybody knows when Hoagie Fest starts and ends, it's our own Dave Gibson.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. What was yesterday's? Yesterday you didn't hoagie because you golfed.
No, we beard.
Right. You beard.
Well, yeah. Once the round was over.
Yeah.
We had caddies, so we had to be respectful, gentlemanlike on the course.
Yeah. I heard a lot of complaints coming from the main line that you guys were out there playing golf. Anyway, we need two players for the $25 pyramid. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to have an exciting round of that fabulous game that we like to call Steve and Dave's $25 Pyramid. And joining us this morning is Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Booyakasha.
Where are you from, Paul? Paul, where are you from?
Mayfair.
From Mayfair. And Kathy's on the line as well. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, darling. Where are you from?
Collingswood, New Jersey.
All right. Well, Paul, you're going to be playing with Dave. Kathy, you're going to be playing with Steve. $25 pyramid works just like the big pyramid, like the $25,000 pyramid, except you only get $25. All right. So that's where that stands. What are you going to do with that $25 if you win it, Paul?
Oh, man, I don't know. Jeez, there's so many options.
And yourself, Kathy, what would you do with that $25?
That'd be my first down payment to my trip to London.
Okay.
That's nice.
You're going to be waiting a long time for that trip. All right, now the category today, this weekend is Leo Fender's birthday.
Would have been 120 tomorrow.
Right, it would have been 120 tomorrow?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, all right. Cool. So what we decided is we would get all of the people who played Fender guitars and use them. Now, it's your job, guys, to get across who these rock stars are.
Okay.
Now, remember, you cannot mention the bands that they're in,
right,
or obviously their names in any way.
Sure.
All right. Or any songs that they play in.
Right.
All right. So you got to find another way to come up with the clues to get them across to these people. They'll have 5 seconds on each one of them. And the first person, the person who gets the most right is the one that's going to walk away with a $25.
What's the time limit on this?
5 seconds.
Right? I don't think that we do a time limit.
Wait, you can't.
Hold on, Kathy.
It's a minute.
It's a minute in
the
total.
The most in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. The most in a minute. Yeah. The most in a minute. All right. Who's going first? Will Kathy go first?
Yeah, Kathy seems like she's
No, gentlemen first.
Kathy's being insistent on this. All right, Paul. Paul, you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here comes.
Remember, Kathy, stay silent. These aren't your questions.
These aren't your questions. Say nothing, Kathy. Kathy seems like she needs that warning, doesn't
she? Yes. She's guessing.
Okay.
All right, Paul.
Go for it, Dave.
Okay, black spiky-haired player in a band that has a tongue for a logo.
Dave, it's one word clues. It's simple clues.
Oh, so, no,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
Whatever.
Okay, all right.
Carry on.
Okay.
All right.
Spiky hair.
Gotta be more than one word. Keep going.
Yeah, it's
pass. Go to the next one.
Okay, numb.
Nope.
Forget it.
Numb?
Pale-faced.
Pale-faced.
You suck at this, Dave.
Kathy, I'm usually the man at this. Pretty good.
Pale-faced. I'm drawing a blank here. You gave me so many clues there.
Slow hand.
What's that?
Slow hand.
If you don't get this one, you deserve to lose.
That's an easy one.
Slow hand. I feel like I'm breaking the rules
Billy
by
Squire.
Saying that.
No, you're not.
Billy Squire. No, that's wrong.
Wow.
It's the first answer. Yeah. You still got time. You still got about 20 seconds.
Shy.
You're showing me the thing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. Fans should get it. Shy. This is impossible with one word.
Do more than one word.
Do one. Yeah.
You said we could only do one word.
You were doing sentences.
All right, slow hand. Red dress. God. Come on, man.
This is the longest 60 seconds ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, time's up. Right? I can't believe he didn't get slow hand.
That's insane.
All right, slow hand would have been Eric Clapton.
All right, Kathy.
All you have to do is get one.
All right, Kathy, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here comes your first one.
A band from New Jersey.
Think of a guitar player in a band from New Jersey.
The singer of the...
Did you guys stumble upon this station today?
Right. Go on to the next one.
Wait, what was that, Kathy?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, that's what this is. Kathy's round.
Yes, it's a band from New Jersey, Kathy.
I can't say the name of the band.
I'm trying to get you to the guitarist. All right.
I'm done.
Do we have any duct tape for our heads?
A black man who played Woodstock.
Today's version of Dave and Steve's $25 pyramid was the radio version of falling down a flight of stairs. I'm sorry. I don't often apologize for things I've done on the air, but this is one I have to. I don't know what game they were playing, but we weren't playing the game we were playing. That's for damn sure. Especially when you went, Kathy, are you ready? Yes. Are you talking to me? What?
It's not a hard game.
No, it's
really
not
even a hard game to understand, especially when they both understood $25,000 pyramid.
Right? Wait, wait, wait. Remember 25,000 pyramid, no matter how it works.
It's
all
been decades.
Stuff, right? You know? It's like you got to see the comments that are coming in on the text board. Right? New game title, Dumb and Dumber. Right? Yes, numb was David Gilmour. Right? You know, but when you went with the tongue clue, right? The tongue clue is like, come on.
I'm spelling it out.
Come on.
Doing all I can.
Right? And this, how many bands in New Jersey are you going to get confused with? There's two. There's two bands.
Yep.
All right. There are more than two, but there are two that everybody knows. Oh,
boy. Oh, boy. Let's put that game to bed for a little bit.
Yeah, that's going on. Thank God that was the last $25 gift card I had.
I love that game, too.
I did, too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
This gentleman will be performing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Mo Ammer is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Philly. What's going on?
I got to tell you, I mean, last week Vinny Brand was in, and he just raved about you.
Right.
He just said
Vinny
that you
did do that, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't rave about a lot of comics, but boy, did he rave about you.
I mean, I'm a beast. What do you want me to do? I could be humble or I could just be real. I mean, you're missing out if you don't come to my shows. Yeah, you're just
now,
sleeping.
Now, are you Mo like Larry Curly or are you Mo nickname or
it's
how are you?
Mo is actually short for Muhammad.
From
surprise!
Muhammad.
Today's the day. It's over for this studio. It's very, very racist to my own kind.
Should have known what the beard
Muhammad
right
is
away.
The most popular name in the world, though. So right. It shouldn't be, you know, it's the most popular name in the world.
It's the John of the world.
Honestly, I didn't even know how popular the name was until I watched the Egyptian soccer team.
Uh-huh.
They were showing a play-by-play, and the commentator comes on. He's like, Muhammad has the ball. Muhammad passed the ball to Muhammad. Muhammad to Hamada. Hamada to Hamoudi. Hamoudi to Muhammad. Muhammad to Muhammad. 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 I was like, is there just one guy on the team passing the ball himself? This weed is too strong, man. I'm just freaking out. Muhammad is the most popular name in the world, but I can't find one keychain with my name on it. It's very frustrating. It's infuriating. I'm serious. It was a Disney World. Like, no Mohammed keychain at Disney World. That's pretty racist.
Oh, you know
Disney.
Mickey.
Yeah, I know. We do know.
Gun-toting mouse.
Yes.
all right. So you're born in Palestine?
I'm born in Kuwait. My parents
okay.
are Palestinian.
All right.
My father was a telecommunications engineer there. And then the war happened,
mm-hmm.
and we had to flee Kuwait. And we ended up in Houston, Texas, which is a natural destination.
Yeah, sure. For anybody from Kuwait.
You know, this like anybody fleeing right. war ends up in Houston, apparently.
Oil here, oil there.
Hey. That's how we actually got. We slid on this oil slide from Kuwait straight to Houston. And they just wash you off with some dishwasher soap like they do.
Like a baby duck.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, look at the beautiful refugee under here. You know? Like, that's fine. I'm going to keep that one. No, but yeah, I went to a nice private British English school in Kuwait. It was like a completely different life and world. And then I ended up in Houston, Texas in ESL class. And I had a hint of a British accent, which is like the worst thing you could have in a public school in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And ESL on top of it. And I walk into class and all the kids are looking at me like, hola. Tu eres en huevo aquí? And I was like, sorry? What language are you speaking, right? All of a sudden, this other dude just rolls up out of nowhere. He's like, you're weird, dude. Why do you talk like that, eh? And that was my teacher. You know, very tough situation. I ended up becoming fluent in Spanish, though, which is great,
uh-huh.
instead of English.
Mm-hmm.
From an English class, I learned Spanish. This is awesome.
Okay.
Which is cool, though. Just in case anything breaks out, I can camouflage at any moment in time.
You know,
all this stuff about everything that's happening, immigration, they start hunting Arabs and Muslims.
Like, all right.
Like, hey, boy, you want them Arabs, huh? You want them Muslims, huh? And you'd be like, no, vato, yo regreso a mi país, México. And just get the hell out of there and jump over that unfinished fence and just get out. I'll start selling falafel tacos in Mexico. You know? You got to have an exit strategy is what I'm saying, guys.
So I mean, how often are you, because when did your special hit Hulu? Or Netflix. Right?
Netflix, yeah.
Right.
Netflix hit, it was in October. Yeah.
And you've got a show on Hulu.
Yeah, I'm a second lead in a TV show called Rami on Hulu.
All right, what's that all about?
That's about an Arab-American Muslim family,
uh-huh.
and I play one of the best friends of the lead,
right.
is Rami. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's a lot of fun, man. It's right. a lot of fun being on a TV show and just being able to do that. And also, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian first, and to have the ability just to kind of flex and do something different mm-hmm. is also fun. Anything that feeds stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is like heroin to me. You know, it's like, this is my biggest addiction in the whole world. Like, this is what I've been doing since I was like 14 years old, so this is all I can think
of. I'm sorry, I just have a real hard time trying to find the funny in Palestinians.
Did all those funny jokes, man.
No, I'm not talking about that. It's just, it doesn't seem like a place where the funny comes from. You know what I mean?
If you notice, like, some of the best comedians in the world have been through some of the worst things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think any suppressed, culture usually comes out with really, really hilarious content. And, you know, Palestinians are notorious for, like, wonderful stories. And it's really an ancient tradition for Arabs is, like, storytelling.
Uh-huh.
And even, like, now we're going to get all, like,
into
history and stuff. But it's important. It's
you did have that Arabian Nights book.
It did, So 1001, 1001 stories. No, it's really fascinating because, like, before the Quran even existed, they were although the Arabs are, like, an ancient culture, they did not have a book. You know, it was all like poetry and stories and things like that. So it was always part of our tradition to have like these amazing stories. So it's always been that way. It's always been that way. And that's all I've known since I was a kid. Like, I remember just so many of my uncles and my father, my mother just telling me these amazing stories when I was just like 5, 6 years old that I'll never forget. You know, so it's always been part of our tradition to do that. You know?
Well, speaking of amazing stories, can you explain to me how a Palestinian stand-up comic meets Eric Trump?
It's the Illuminati, man. See, this is what happens when you get a Netflix deal. You have to meet the higher ups. No, I that was like one of the like a genuinely terrifying things I've had to experience.
Really?
Because I didn't expect it all. Right? Like,
right.
I didn't know I was going to get upgraded into first class from New York to Scotland and then end up sitting next to Eric Trump. Like, that's the last thing I expected to do. And then I took a picture thinking that it was so silly. Like, I sent it to all my comedy. I sent it to Chappelle. I sent it to all my friends, you know, in the comedy world. And I was like, hey, look at this. This is hilarious. Look what happened. And then I wake up in Scotland like, oh, no. I turn on my phone and, like, every single publication on the planet has emailed me, has found out my number somehow and, like, messaged me. And then I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, this is why I'm going to be famous? Like, this is awful. And I didn't know I was going to get upgraded and sit next to him. You know, I really had no idea. I just flew in from Australia across the whole planet
Go
to Scotland, and I'm exhausted. And I should have known. I should have known because I knew that there was something fishy when I first got upgraded. Like, the lady who upgraded me was probably a Clinton supporter. You know what I mean? Like, she was sitting there like, oh, Eric Trump is on my flight. Okay. Oh, there's an empty seat next to Eric. All right. Let me take a look at this upgrade list, see who's standing by patiently. Oh, Muhammad Mustafa Ammer. Upgrade! I should have known, though. For real, I should have known, because when I rolled up, when I came to board, the thing went off and she goes, guess who's been upgraded? I was like, you have an air horn? Jeez, where'd this come out from? This is too much. It was wild. And I turned the corner in the plane and I see this lady who's sitting behind us, behind where I'm sitting in row 4. I look over and she's just flicking off the seat in front of me. Like, she's wailing. She's like doing one of these. She's just really flip. I was like, why is she ups? I've never seen anybody so upset in first class. Like, especially like this white lady, like, living the life. Like, why is she so furious? She must have been mad at her husband across the way. And then I look over and I was like, oh my God, is that Eric Trump? I was like, nah, man, it can't be. So I put up my bag and took a second look. And I saw his name on his sweater. And I was like, it's got to be Eric Trump. Like, who the hell wears their name on their sweater? Like, that's what you do for, like, the slow kid in your family when you're at a theme park. So if they get lost, they know he remembers his name. Like, it was really freaky. I just sat down next to him, and I was like, Salam Aleikum, Eric. Like that. It was so funny to see him jump back. And apparently Secret Service doesn't fly first class. So it's really funny. Nor do terrorists. Apparently,
Mo Ammer is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming
in
this morning. This was great. It is a pleasure to meet you, and Vinnie Brand was right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Boy, wasn't he fun. He made up for the 740 that break, that's fun, for sure. Mo Ammer tonight, tomorrow night at Punchline Philly. Of course, we've got Alice Cooper tickets coming up for a classic rock lineup. That'll happen at 8:35 on the calendar of stupid things to celebrate. You know what today is?
National
Circus Peanuts Day.
No. Tickle. No. Yeah, good.
National Tickle Your
Nope.
Day.
No. It's International Poker Day.
Oh, very close. So.
Yeah, well, no, who doesn't like a good polka every now and then?
Oh, polka. I think you said poker.
I think you said poker.
Yeah. Did I say poker? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Every once in a while, a New Yorker slips up.
Love me a polka.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Right, you like Led Zeppelin?
Heck yeah.
All right, what if you combine the two?
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that the stores are all closed, with the bird she can get what she came for.
Led Zeppelin, polka style.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did the stroll. Been a long time. Been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
In honor of National Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Hey, hey, mama, it's the way you move. Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. You need coolin', baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schoolin'. I'm going to give you my love. Want a whole lot of love, want a whole lot of love.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.